This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's an education policy phrase that got a lot of traction in the Obama years: gainful employment. Rules to make sure that graduates of mostly for-profit career education programs earn enough money to be able to repay their federally guaranteed student loans. Which gets us to Betsy DeVos, now less than a week into her new job as the Secretary of Education. The American Association of Cosmetology Schools is suing the secretary to block enforcement of the gainful employment rules. Might be helpful here to know, just as background, that in the first year of those regulations, about 60% of cosmetology and barbering programs did not meet the new standards. From the Education Desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott has that one.
As a hairstylist in Richmond, Kentucky, Brittany Himes makes minimum wage plus tips, sometimes a little more with commissions.
It's up in the air. You never really know what you're going to bring home every week.
That makes it tough to pay off the $20,000 she borrowed for cosmetology school. Himes graduated from a Paul Mitchell school in Lexington in 2013.
I'm really glad that I did the program and did it there, but I don't feel like it was maybe worth $20,000.
According to the Department of Education, that program is one of hundreds whose graduates don't earn enough to justify their student debt, meaning the program could lose eligibility for federal financial aid. Attorney Edward Cramp with Duane Morris represents the beauty school trade group suing the department. He says the government relies on the income reported to the Social Security Administration.
And unfortunately, in these licensed professions, a lot of the transactions are done in cash, and it's hard for people to accurately report their income every year.
That's a nice way of saying that a lot of people underreport their tips. But Ben Miller with the Center for American Progress says earnings aren't the only issue.
The big difference is the debt, that essentially the programs that failed to pass gainful employment have debt levels about two times the level at which a program passes.
Miller says beauty schools need to find ways to make their offerings more affordable, and states should look at licensing requirements that may keep students in school longer than necessary. The Department of Education declined to comment on the lawsuit today, and it's not clear whether the Trump administration plans to enforce the gainful employment rules. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.